The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Baba Metzia Daf Yudalet Reis Daf Ben Ester Lenishmat Paratzi Kenatia Fa Batzrav Lenishmat Avram Ben Ester Uchashem Terhem Begin Eden Amen. Begin to raise Daf on Yudal Ramud Rishon, and we are starting My Tamad Rabbanan. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines down. The last word on the line. My Tamad Rabbanan. What's the reason of the Rabbanan? Which Rabbanan are we talking about? So Rashi says, the Amre, they said on the last Amud, Ki in bo achariyut nechassim goveh af menem mashubadim. The Rabbanan held that even a shtar that doesn't have achariyut nechassim, that's not linked to karka, you can't give it back to the malveh. Because if you give it back to the malveh, they can get karka from it. He holds that a shtar, even though it's not linked to karka, bedim will collect karka from it. So what's the logic of that? Sabur, Savio, they hold achariyut ta'ut soferhu. They say that really the sofer made a mistake. Because nobody will lend money for nothing. Ella, they want to link it to karka so they can have a guarantee. And if it's not written in the shtar, it must be that the sofer forgot to write it. Amar le Rava bar Iti le Rav Idi bar Abin. Umi amat Shmuel acher. The Shmuel say that when you see a shtar that doesn't have bahrayut nechassim, really we consider it that it does because of taut sofer. The Amar Shmuel shevach shefer v'she'abud sarich limalech. What are these three things? So shevach is one item, shefer is another item, and she'abud is another. Which means that she tells us what it is. Has sofer. See that she shevach? Shevach, shefer, v'she'abud sarich limalech. Has sofer sarich limalech b'mocher sadeh l'havro. A guy sold a field to his friend. Lisha'el, I mean the sofer, has to ask the seller when he's making up the shtar, אם יקבל עליו לכתוב בשטר המחירה, שהוא שעבד לו נכסיו למחירה זו. Is he willing to משעבד his נכסים, meaning if somebody comes and takes that field away from the buyer, is the seller willing to sign that he's going to משעבד his properties that he'll be obligated to compensate? שאם יבוא בעל חובו ויתרפר מן הלוקח, שיגבה לוקח זה הקרן, that the buyer, that the property gets repossessed by, because the guy sold it to him, and now his creditor came and took the property, so now he wants to get compensated. So you write in the sofer has to ask the seller, listen, when this guy's going to come back to you now, because he wants to be compensated, so he has to write, that this guy has a right to come along and take back his keren, the principal, and any enhancements that he made to the field, he's going to come after you. That's shevach. Mishefer. Shefer is edit from the best of your fields. Shebenechasim. So you see over here, she'abud, what are the three items? Shevach, shefer, v'she'abud. Which means, when I tell you again outside Dashi, when a guy is selling a field, and he sells the field, and now we're worried about what? Maybe a baal chov is going to come and take that field. Now the buyer wants to get compensated. He's going to go back to the seller. Hey, they took the field. So they have to, the sofer tells the seller, listen, how do you want to write up the shtar when you're selling the field? Do you want to make it with she'abud? She'abud meaning that he could come to you now and take any of your fields. And what type of field? Shefer. Shefer meaning even the best of your fields. And not only the best of your fields, but shebah. And he can also get compensated for the enhancement that he made. Now, once you tell me that has to be discussed, that means it's not an automatic. So, and Shmuel made this statement. Therefore, we're back to Shmuel. You just said what? That Shemud is a Ta'ut Sofer. It's not so. This is something you have to discuss. And if the guy says, no, I'm not going to be Mishabed, that means they discuss it, then the Shtar is no Shemud. Why do you say that Shtar that doesn't have Shemud is automatically a Ta'ut Sofer? If Shmuel here clearly says that the Sofer discusses this subject with the seller, does he want to Mishabed his properties? So you see why it's not an automatic. And therefore when you find a star without she'abud, could be, they discussed it, and the guy said, I'm not going to be mishabed. So why do you say it's automatically a ta'ut sofer? That's the Gemara's question. Shevach, that's the enhancement. Shefer is edit. Mishabud and the actual she'abud, the properties, sarik li malek, the sofer has to ask the seller, does he want to do it in the star? Do you want to say that the opinion that said this didn't say this? Do you want to say that the opinion that said this didn't say this, meaning maybe we have two opinions according to Shmuel, that each student heard something else, and it's a machloket really, but each student heard something else from Shmuel. Everyone says, "Lo kashya kam b'shtar alva'a, deno yaim inish zuzeh b'chdi, kam b'mekah omer mkar, da'avid inish tezabin ara'a le'yomeh." There's a difference between a loan and a sale of karka. When it comes to giving a loan out, nobody gives their money out for nothing. Because why should I give my money out? I have nothing, no insurance. So therefore, for sure, when a guy lends money out, even though the sofer didn't write karka, it's a ta'ut sofer. Nobody's going to give their money out for free. But a guy will buy a field for a day. Because at least he has the field for a certain amount of time. He says, it's not going to get repossessed. Till they repossess it, until they take it away from me. So therefore, there it's possible that a shtar that doesn't have acharayut is a legitimate shtar. Because a guy is willing to buy a field without acharayut, but he's not willing to give his money away without acharayut. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, b'shtar alva'a, towards the bottom, ta'ut soferu, kevan de lo achil perot. Yeah, you see, when it comes to a halva'a, I gave my money away, I have no benefit b'klal. So I'm not lending money out unless I have a way to get it back from karka. Therefore, if it's not written in the shtar, it's a ta'ot sofer. When I buy a field, for a little while, at least I eat perot at least, I get something. So therefore, it's not necessary that, it's possible he's not going to link it to karka. That if a chov comes and takes, well, chov comes and takes away the karka from me, then I'm going to go back to you. He doesn't say, I'm going to get involved in that. First of all, who says the guy's going to come and take the field away? And secondly, in the interim, I'm eating perot, so therefore I have a benefit. So therefore, there's a difference between a mechira and a halva'a. So comes the Gemara and says, like a story. What was the story? Together, the Gemara's language is, dezabin ar'al yomeh. A guy will buy a field for a day. It doesn't mean literally a day. It means even for a short period of time, even though there's a chance it's going to be taken away from me. Kiai da'abu bar'i. Zavin alita me'achte. Guy bought the aliyah, the second floor, from his sister. Ata ba'al chov. Anyway, the creditors came. Tarfa. They took away the purchase that he bought. Ata l'kame de Moshe Mo'el. Ammar, so he came to Moshe Mo'el and said, hey, what do we do here? They repossessed my property over here that I bought from my sister, so I want to go after my sister now. She has to pay me back. When she wrote the shtar, did she write that there's a achalayut that's guaranteed? That if the chob al chob takes away, they come back to you? He said, what do you mean? He asked Shmuel this question. He said, lo amar le, no. He told no. No, they didn't write achalayut. Amar le imkin zil shlama. You know what? Go in peace. Take care. They didn't link it to karka. You lost your field. So what do you mean? You are the one that says achariut is ta'ut sofer. If we didn't write it, it doesn't matter. It means it's sofer. Forgot it. Therefore, automatically, we can still go to get karka. He told me, this is karka you bought. Karka, a person is willing to buy karka even for a day. And therefore, we don't say that there's a ta'ut sofer in the shtar of a mekah or mimkar in a sale, in a transaction. But if it was halva'ah, if you lent the money, that's another story. But you bought a property. If the sofer didn't write it, the sofer has to ask, do you want? And if you didn't ask or you didn't write it, that means you didn't want to link it to karka. And therefore, we don't say ta'ut sofer by mekah or mimkar. Amar Abaye. Now Abaye gives a host of halakhot. Reuven shemachel sadeh l'shem'on v'achrayut. Reuven sold the field to Shimon. Achrayut, he accepted upon himself. What does achrayut mean? It's guaranteed. Somebody takes the field away from Shimon, Reuven has to compensate. Anyway, the creditor of Reuven comes along. The katarif lemine comes to Shimon and has taken the field away. Dinahu, the law is, the azil Reuven mishta'e dinah bahadeh. Which means Reuven now can go to the creditor and start the playing around with him. I paid you, I'll take you to Beddin, who said, wasn't that amount of money, to start to slow him down. Why? Velo matzi amar le la ba'al devarim didiat. And the creditor can't tell Reuven, hey listen, I'm not talking to you, I'm dealing with Shimon now. He can't say that. Da amar le demafak mineh alay didi hadar. Because you could say, listen, you are dealing with me. Because whatever you're taking from Shimon, she wants to come back to me to collect. Because it was written Bahrayut. So therefore, Reuven is a player. Which means the credit to Kanata Reuven. Who's talking to you with? I'm going to have my deal with Shimon. He goes, listen, your deal with Shimon affects me. Because I wrote the start of it with Achrayut. And therefore, if they're going to take the field away from Reuven, from Shimon, they're coming back to me. Now the Gemara says a bigger Hadush. Even if Reuven did not guarantee the field, he could still, when the creditor goes to Shimon, that Shimon really can't come back to Reuven. Because Reuven did not guarantee the property, he could guarantee the property. Still, Reuven could tell the creditor, hey, listen, I paid it, and slow him down, take him to court, and all that. Why? I don't want Shimon to have claims on me. Even though, listen, he's not owed anything from me, but he's going to have claims. Yeah, I sold him a field, and also the creditors came and took it, even though money he can't take from me, because there was no ahrayut on it, but claim he's going to have on me. I don't want Shimon to have bad things, thoughts about me. I don't want to have... So therefore, you can't say, la ba'al devarim bidi'at. You cannot come up and say, nah, you have nothing to do with the case. Yes, I have something with the case, by the way. Because you take away this field from Shimon, this guy's going to have claims on me. Yes. Not monetary claims, but taromet, you know, complaints. Abaye said, Reuven Shemachas said to Shimon, Shelo Bachrayut. Okay, same story. Reuven says the field to Shimon, Shelo Bachrayut, without any guarantees. V'yatsu alav asikin. And now what happens? Oredin. Now already there's claimants. Guys are ready. There's noise. Hey, that's my field. I have a lien on it. There's talk already. After the Reuven sold it to Shimon, there's talk. So the Gemara says, depends. Ad shelo chuzaku ba yachol lachzor bo. Shimon can back out so long as he didn't make hazakaya to the field. So long as he didn't actually take possession to the field, he can say, I don't want to get involved in this here. This is a headache, this field over here. It's a mess, there's talk over there. You know what? I back out. Until he made hazakah, he could back out. Okay. She says, it's talking about, well, he didn't give ma'ot. If he would have, once he pays money, it's his. So we're talking about, he didn't pay money yet. So the money's owed to him. Okay, he owes money. But that doesn't mean anything. Until he makes hazakah, he's on the field. However, Mashiach Hazik Ba, once he makes hazakah, Enu Yachol Lachzor Bo, and you're stuck. Even though, the Amarle, because the guy can tell him like this, Haita de Katre Sabart Vikabalt. Listen, you bought a bag of knots, and you accepted it, which means you didn't know, you bought the field, and now you open it up, turns out it's a bag of knots, meaning it's a bag of headaches. And therefore, too late. Once you make hazakah, you can't come along and say, no, I back out. You bought it already. The Gemara says, me'ematay habi hazakah. When does hazakah start? What makes a hazakah? Mechi dayish ametzre. When he walks around the borders. Or some say he lifts up the borders. It seems to have markers on the sides of the fields to demarcate the borders. So when he goes around the field, he's magbia the borders in order to make it as if that's the line of demarcation. That's already considered a hazakah. Wow. Even if he bought the field with achrayut, still, once he makes hazakah, he's stuck with the field. Even though he hears now there's claimants. Because the guy can tell him, show me your claim, and I'll give it back to you. Which means, by achrayut, you would say a sevara like this. The guy's saying, listen, I want to end the sale now. You know why? Because anyway, you're going to have to pay me back. Because there's ahlayut over here. So you know what? Let's just call it quits now. Take your field back. And then no sale. Because either way, if the creditors come and take the field in the end, you're going to have to compensate me in the end. Because it's ahlayut. So you know what? Let's back out now. Take your field back. And let's end the game over. On the contrary, here we say no. The guy could tell him, hey, you made hazakah already. I don't think I'm going to lose the case. I don't think I'm going to lose it. Show me a paper for betting that he's taking it from you. Mm-hmm. And I'll give it to you back. But in the interim, you bought it. Yeah. No, I don't think I'm going to lose.
You don't
want to. Right? Itmar, we have a statement. This begins the new sugya. Itmar ha-mokhid sadeh l'chavero v'nimsit she'en ha-shelo. When a guy bought a field, or sold a field to his friends, and found that it wasn't his. So he sold a stolen field. Nice. So basically what he did. So what's going to happen? Let's just get the mechanics. Reuven sells Shimon a field that's stolen. So now Levi is the nigzal. Levi's going to go to Shimon and take back the property. And now Shimon is going to have claims against Reuven. Mm-hmm. Hey, you sold me a field that was stolen. So really, the Sheila is, how much claim does Shimon have on
Reuven, how much can he take back from the Gazlan? So it says, Rav Amar, Yesh lo ma'ot, v'yesh lo shevach. He can go to the Gazlan, get his ma'ot, his money back, that he paid, and any enhancements that he made to the field. Which means, he bought the field, he paid money, he fertilized it, he grew things, he did things. So he can go back to the Gazlan and say, listen, I want my money back, plus any money that I spent for enhancements or investments to enhance the field. Rashi says, Yesh lo shevach, im zeh shbiach ta karka, bezevel, or begeder, or he put a fence up. Kodim shiotzi nigzal miyado, gobel lokeh man amocher, shevach. The guy that got stolen, he should pay the shevach. He's getting back a field that's better. So Rashi says, no, when it was stolen from him, there was shevach on it. And then the guy who stole it depreciated it. And then when the guy Shimon, we bought it, he enhanced it again. So therefore, the nigzal says, hey, I'm not giving you another, it's mine. I was stolen a field that had shevach on it. This guy depreciated it. And you bought it from him. You made more money into it. He has to pay you the shevach. Shmuel Amar Ma'ot Yesh Lo Shevach Elo. Shmuel says no. He can go to Shimon. We're going to get back his money for the field, but shevach enhancement, no. The Gemara will explain why Shmuel says that. Why not? The Chara, he invested the money. The Chara should be able to get the enhancement. He loses that enhancement money. We'll see why. Ba'omi Neme Ravuna. So they ask a question to Ravuna. Which means, let's say they stipulated from the beginning. Which means, when Reuven sold the field to Shimon, he said, if anything happens to the field, I will pay you the shevach. They actually stipulate. Will Shmuel say, even in that case, that you can't get the shevach? Says, let's see. Tama de Shmuel mishubi lo pirash. Shevcha. Yeah, maybe if you say the reason is because they didn't stipulate it. V'acha, hay pirash la. But in the case where they stipulated, there's no problem. Odilma. Since there was no sale over here,
no property in the first place.
It looks like interest. Let's speak it out. Was there a sale over here, really? No, you can't steal stolen property. So the karka, there was never a sale. All there was, what it looks like is, Shimon gave money to Reuven. Now Reuven, he gave $1,000. Now Reuven's giving back $1,500. And there was no sale. There was no karka. So it looks like he lent them $1,000 and got back $1,500. Looks like the beat. So therefore, if you say that that's the reason of Shmuel, that it looks like the beat, so I don't care if they stipulated, not stipulated, it's not like the beat, so therefore it's a problem. So get what I says.
Wow.
Amar. I'm sorry, so what did he tell him back? Amar le, in vela v'rafia biyadeh. He told him, yes, no, it was mesupak. He heard the question, but he didn't have a clear answer. Itmar Amar of Nachman of Shmuel Ma'ot Yesh Lo Shevach En Lo. The one gives a clear answer. Ma'ot he has. Shevach he doesn't have. Afapi Shepiresh Lo Et Hashevach. Even though he stipulated clearly under Shevach. Why? My Tama Kevan De Karka En Lo. Since bottom line there was no sale. What is it? Schar Ma'otav Omed Vinotel. Basically, what he's getting is an interest on his money. Meaning he gave $1,000 and he's ended up getting back $1,500. You can't say it's for karka because there was no sale, because it was stolen goods. So, according to Shmuel, you never get back Sheva, even if you're stipulated, because of the Anyan of Ribbit.
Cool.
Okay, so that's Rav Nachman's answer. So, basically, not getting Rav Nachman clear because the Gemara is going to go through now a whole long list of questions. Rav Nachman Shita was that according to Shmuel, you don't collect Sheva. Case again, Reuven stole property, sold it to Shimon. David in exile went and took the property from Shimon, rightfully so. Shimon has claims against Reuven. Everybody says Shimon can take the kid in. You owe me my money back. I paid you $1,000, give me my $1,000. But in the interim, Shimon enhanced the field. Can Shimon take that enhancement back from Reuven? Shmuel said, under no circumstances, this is considered a beat. Therefore, you cannot do it. That's what Rav Nachman explained to Shmuel. So now, they ask a question to Rav Nachman. En motzi'in la'achilat perot u'shevach karkaot u'mazon ha'isha v'banot menechasim meshubadim mepene tekon ha'olam. The following items, the rabbi said, if a guy bought property, he's protected from these claimants. These claimants cannot come and take property that he bought. Achilat Perot, we will wait for the Gemara to explain what does Achilat Perot mean. Ushevach Karkaot, we'll wait for the Gemara to see what that means as well. Umazona Ishava Barot, that we can figure out ourselves. A guy obligates himself to pay, let's say, the Ketubah, he makes a Tanai, he's going to pay for support his wife, and support, let's say, his daughters. Correct? So now what's going to happen? Rabbis say that it's not linked to Karka. And therefore, a guy that buys a field is protected, that we don't want all of a sudden one day the wife and the daughter is going to come along and say, that's ours. Because in the Davar Sof, nobody's going to want to buy fields anymore. Because these things are not, there's no kitzvah also. There's no
set amount.
There's no set amount. Every guy buys a field now, he has to worry that maybe the wife is going to get divorced or whatever it may be. It was a ketubah where the guy dies, and now the support of the daughter and the things are going to come from the field. Okay, so that type of situation, people will be scared to buy property anymore if they know that the people in Shabbat are going to come and get paid. Mm-hmm. Look at Rashi. She says, "Lemazon Yishav Abanot." Which means you will stay by me after he dies, let's say, or he gets divorced. You stay by me in the house, I'll pay and I'll pay you until you get remarried, and I'll take care of the girls also. Until they get married, the gubrim. אין מוציא לאחד מכל אלו מנכסים שעובדים מבטא תיקון העולם שאם אתה עומד יטרפו לקוחות על כך אין לך אדם שלוקח שדה מחברו. A guy will not buy a field from his friend. אין לך אדם שאין חוב זה מותר. Every guy has this obligation. Everybody's married, everybody writes this in the כתובה ונראה שאין לו קצבאי. And it's not defined. How much are we talking? How long? All these cases in the Mishnah, or whatever, this Braita that we're asking from, they're all undefined. And therefore, the rabbis made a tikkun, you know what? You can't go after karkaot. The guy bought a karka, you don't have to worry now. Oh, who knows, one day his wife's going to come down and take the karka for the kids and all this stuff to support them. No, don't worry, it's not linked to karka. That's the case. Now we have to see where the question is. The question really comes from the first two cases. Gemara says, first thing I want to make a diuk. You're not allowed to take the money out of Mishabedev from Karka. But what? You do take it out of free money. Which means the husband has to pay this money. Or whatever the cases are, money has to be paid out for these cases. Okay. You just don't take it from the Nikuhot. That's the first establishment. From Bnei Hare. Yeah, you don't take it from sold properties. But he has to pay money from his own pocket. Now here's the key. We can have a partial quotation on the Braita. Leshevach karkaot. Now, what is this case of shevach karkaot? Now we have to analyze this. Shevach, which means enhancement of karkaot. My love, belokeyach megazlan. Oh, must be the exact case we're talking about. Reuven stole property. Sold it to Shimon. Shimon enhanced it. Levi came, took it from Shimon. And Shimon now goes back to Reuven. So what are we saying? That Shimon for sure gets back his Keren. And he can get the Shebach also back, not from Karka, not from the Kuhot that Reuven sold, but he can get it back from Bnei Hare. So you see what? That there is Shebach, and he can get back the Shebach. Shimuel, in the name of Rav Nachman, you said there's no Sheva in that case. You see what? Sheva. Always say the Sheva, you cannot go to Karkaot. I mean, if Reuven, let's say, sold properties, Shimon cannot go get the Sheva from the sold properties. But you can get it from Reuven straight. Right? You can get it from the free Bnei Hare. So that's the question against Rav Nachman, the way he learned Shimon. Look at that sheet, please. Look at that sheet. My love. See Rashi, Benokeyach Sadeh Begazlan, Vishbiha. Reuven stole the field, sold it to Shimon. And what? The field became enhanced. Uba Nigzal, Betarfa, and the Gazlan came along and took it. Jose Lokev Veube Keren Menam Mukhir. So now for sure, the Keren, by the way, he can even get from Nechassim Mishrabadim. מנכסים משובדים שמחר אחר המחירה הזו לשטרו שזה קודם שכתב בו אחריות. He sold a property. A star, you can always get paid from nechatsim. So for the keren, for the principal, he can get from even properties that the uven sold. והשבע נכסים נחורים ולא משובדים לתקון העולם שהשבע לא היה קצוב בשעת מחירה. Yeah, because at the time of the sale you don't know how much enhancement is going to be in the field, and therefore you cannot make a tikkun olam. The guy went and sold the field. Now the guy's got to worry, maybe some guy's going to come along and bring me take my field because of sheva that he made on the field. No, it's undefined. כשקיבל עליו אחריות עלמא היית לוקח שבע מגזלם. But the question is, see that what the לוקח gets the sheva from the gazlan. Question against Shmuel. No, the Gemara says, Be'ba'al Hov. We're talking about over here, there wasn't a sale over here, which means it wasn't stolen, it was a sale. The Uven sold the field to Shimon, and now a creditor of Shimon came and took the field from Shimon, because of the loan, because of the debt. And now we're just saying that Shimon could go get his money back or for the field from Reuven, but the Shevach he can only get back from Benechare. He cannot get back from Mr. Badim. Here there's no issue of Rebit. That's really what was the whole reason of Shemuel. It was Mechzik Rebit, because there was no sale. When a Gazlan sells something to a guy, the sale is no sale. So all it is he gave him 1,000, he's getting back 1,500. That's the best it can be. Here, the sale is a sale. And when the Reuven sells a field to Shimon, even though the creditor might come and take it, the sale was a sale. Meaning, if Reuven would have paid the bill himself, Shimon keeps the field. So the field is really his. Elawat, the creditor came to him. So therefore, it looks like is that he bought a field for 1,000 and he flipped it. And now he's getting 1,500. Since there's a sale there, it doesn't look like Rebit. So therefore you have no question from this case against Shemuel. The reason why you can collect the Sheva is because in Mechzik Rebit, in the case of Mekah or Memkar, in the case of Balho. So the Gemara says, hold it, if you're learning the Braita and the Balhov case, Vibi Balhov mi itle peri, does a Balhov have perot? Meaning, go to the first case. The first case of the Braita was Em Motzim Lachilat Perot. So that case also must be talking about a similar case. What's the case? Again, Reuven sold the field to Shimon. Okay. Shimon now grew fruit and he grew everything on it. Okay, beautiful. The Baal Hov came, sounds like, took Perot as his payment. Part of the payment he took, he wants to get paid. He took the field, however much, he took perot. He took his payment in perot. He took fruit, whatever it is. Right, now what? Shimon wants to get compensated. So they're saying, listen, okay, for the perot, it's my perot. Okay. So when you go back to the Uvim, the perot, you cannot take from Nechasim Mishrabadim. You can only take from Benechare. You can only take from free money. But hold it. How was the Baal Chov in the first place even able to take Perot? We have a rule. Baal Chov does not get paid in Perot. Perot is like metaltelin. Mm. Even if the Perot are attached to the ground. Yeah. Once they finish their ripening, to become ripe, and they're all made to be cut, it's like they're cut already. So therefore, how did the Baal Chov ever take the Perot in the first place that you're questioning, oh, now when Shimon goes back to the Uvim to get recompensated for the Perot? Wait. The guy was not to take the perot in the first place. If it's a Baal Chov that you're learning.
Okay.
How do we know that? Because what it says. Amar Shmuel, Baal Chov gover ta shevach. Baal Chov is only allowed to come and take the improvements of the land itself. Shevach in. Aval perot lo. So therefore, what's the case? She says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines that after they get what? Goveta Shevach. Vechola karka toref miyad alokeyah. He can take the whole karka. Even though it's enhanced, that he can take. However, he cannot take actual perot for his payment. So therefore, one of the cases of this braita was that Reuven saw the field. Shimon took it. Beautiful. And then it's growing perot and everything. And the Baal Chov came and took perot. So now Shimon wants to get compensated for the perot. Also, those perot you can only get paid from Bnei Chore, but not from Mishah Bedeh. Hold it. The Baal Chov is not allowed to take perot in the first place. So what are you talking about? That cannot be the case.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, Ela Pshita Begozel Benigzal. Oh, so we got to go back. must be talking about that this case over here of the perot is talking about a gozel v'nigzal.
Who stole it from?
Was stolen. Meaning, go back to the old case. Reuven stole the field, and he sold that stolen field to Shimon, and what? And the Shimon grew perot on it, whatever. Now the nigzal comes. Well, nigzal take anything. It's my field. The nigzal takes everything back, and now we're discussing what Reuven is able to claim. Reuven, Shimon is able to claim Reuven. So just like the resha, you must explain ben exal, or with the resha because of ben exal, sefer nameh because of ben exal. Oh, the second case of shi'bud or shevach is somebody goes of ben exal. Oh, what's the case of shevach? That's where we have the question against Shmuel, which means the case of shevach was Reuven stole a field from whatever, sold it to Shimon. And now Shimon enhanced it. So he just said, when Shimon goes back to the Uven, he cannot collect the Sheba from Mishabedeh, but he can collect it from Benihareh. And once I prove to you that the Resha must be talking about Gozer Benigzal, because he cannot be talking about a Baal Chov, because there's no Perot by Baal Chov. So when the Resha be by Benigzal, Sefa Benigzal, if it's costing against Shimon, Midi Iriya, who told you to make the illustration like that? Haikid Ita. I'll tell you, the first case is talking about Gozer ben Exal by Perot, because Baal Chov doesn't have Perot, and the second case of Sheva is talking about Baal Chov. Maybe Bright is talking about two separate cases.
Split it.
Gemara says, wait a minute, you can't split it. The Bright doesn't say that. Midayik in the words of the Bright. Le Sheva Karkaot Ketzad. Oh, the Bright clearly defines itself. What is the case of Sheva Karkaot? Hareshe Gazal. Yes, Gazal. Finish. It's a case of stolen. Hareshe Gazal, Sadeh Mahaviro. Reuven stole the field. Vare Yotza Mitahat Yado. And now, it's supposed to be taken away from him. Yotza Tanyo, he's a thief. Kishihu Gove, when he gets paid, or when he collects, Gove etakeren menechasim mishubadim, he can get paid from the keren from. Even pledged properties. That this braita sounds very strange. If you're reading it literally, a guy stole a property. When he gets compensated,
what's he
going to do? He's not getting compensated. He's a gazlan. When he gets compensated, well, he can get the keren from the chasim mishubadim and the sheva from. So the Gemara says, "Hechi dame ilima kediktani." If it's literal, like you're telling me, gazlan mimai gabeh. So, who's the guy's not getting paid from? The guy's not the thief. It says, a guy stole the property. Kishihu gove. Kishihu gove. He doesn't get anything. He's a thief. Ela must be like our story. Kegon she gazal sadeh mehavero umachra leacher vishbiha. Very good. That's exactly our case. Which means, he stole the field. And what? He sold it to Shimon. Kishihu gobe, meaning Shimon, when he collects from Reuven the keren from even the chasim mishubadim, because there's a shtar. Shtar, you can get paid from the chasim mishubadim. And for the perot only from non-pledged items. But what do you see? He collects the shebach, question against him, which means we took time here to explain the braita. But bottom line, we explained this braita. That it must be talking about a gozel and an exal, and therefore you have a problem over here of the beat, and the brightness you don't have, because you can get the shevach from the Reuven. I question against Shemuel, but it took us time to make the case, right?
Because we thought in the beginning it was Harav.
We thought it was a Baal Chov. So Amar le lav turutzeka metaratzt. Listen, already you're reading into the brighta, which means already it's not clear. You're reading into the Braita. You're adding words to the Braita. Because what did the Braita say? Kishihu gobe. When the thief collects. So you explain it. Doesn't mean that. It means the guy who sold it. So already you're reading in. Once you're reading stuff into the Braita, Teritz Nebim Baal Chov. So then already go back to what I told you and say that case is talking about a regular Baal Chov. And therefore, according to you, it's also difficult. It's not like it goes smooth, the Braita. So then I go back and say, can you talk about a Baal Chov? You're going to tell me, but if this is a Baal Chov, the Resha, so make the Resha. Make the Resha, because you're in exile. Make it, Hakadita, Hakadita. Don't make it like your way is so smooth. Your way also, you have to read into a Braita and change a case. So don't change a case. Go to Melta. It's going to talk about a Baal Chov. Baruch HaDomai Da'olam.